See if you can figure this one out. Which sport combines elements of gymnastics, theatre, and an icy canvas? Well, it is, of course, figure skating. It wasn't that hard. But it's not just a sport, though. It can also be a real theatrical show. And I know just the Olympic champion to tell us more. So I better get my skates on. Tatiana, now figure skating is undoubtedly a very elegant sport, but you've created something here that combines gymnastics, theatre, the circus. Would you say it's almost a new art form here you've created?
There's a great variety of ice shows around the world. Some have an acrobatic focus, others are centered on figure skating. In our case, though, especially in Moscow, where we have these huge ice arenas, we produce large-scale events that bring together different kinds of athletes, not only figure skaters. They include floor dancers and circus performers, but the main highlight is, of course, Olympic champions.
Of course. Now, is it difficult for the ice skaters to convey these emotions to the audience when they're performing often complex and sometimes dangerous moves? There's a huge acting part in this show.
As you correctly pointed out, our Olympic champions have mastered acting techniques over the years. This cross-pollination has taught us all to be genuine actors here on ice. I now consider it to be more like theatre on ice than...
That's an appropriate name.
Call it theatre, a show, whatever you prefer.
Now, when you're a top athlete, you're probably used to seeing the other skaters as your competition. Do you have to forget about your competitive streak to perform in such a show?
Naturally, we forget about competition. What we do here is not about competing against each other. We're all good friends, especially on my team. There's no friction, no trying to outperform each other.
I can see they're very friendly.
Yes, everyone is friendly, helpful and supportive. Since I have a huge number of shows, the lineup is constantly changing. We may have some Olympic champions skating now, but others may replace them in a couple of months. Regardless, everyone is very nice and cordial. The guys are kind and supportive. And of course, I think this attitude comes from their boss.
Now, I once heard you say in an interview that not everyone is capable of a gold medal, but many want to take part in ice shows like this. Can you become the star of an ice show without that competitive background or prestigious medal? Because these legendary names are what attract people also to these shows.
It's true that not every athlete is destined to become an Olympic champion. A great example here is Margarita Drobiazko and Povilas Vanagas, whom we love very much. They're famous not only in Russia, but around the world as well. In our country, we love them as our own. The public can't get enough of them. They're indispensable. They're incredibly beautiful, artistic, and talented. They have their own signature style. And I'm very happy to see that athletes like them can contribute, keep doing what they love and what they're great at. They're super cool.
I see them. Ice shows like these blur the lines between entertainment, sport, and artistic expression, all while giving viewers a chance to watch figure skating's biggest stars like Victoria Sinitsyna strut their stuff out on the ice. Victoria, You've participated in the Olympics, in the World Championships. How different is it taking part in a show like this? Do you still get nervous like before competition, or can you just relax and enjoy yourself?
On the opening night, the first performance of a show, we all naturally get a little stressed. We get nervous, but it's an entirely different kind of nerves. Here you also perform technically challenging routines, but you're calmer inside. You know you're not competing for a medal. You're not being judged. People just come to enjoy the performance, enjoy the show, and everyone gets pleasure from that, including us.
Awesome. And how does the lack of judge influence your skating?
We don't cut corners for a show, because I realize that, first of all, it's our job. Secondly, we get a lot of pleasure out of doing this. And thirdly, spectators notice when you're not giving your all. I can't allow myself to show people some half-baked product. I share my energy with the audience, and I get it back from them as well.
Well, talking about energy, is the energy that you get from, say, the audience here different to the spectators in the Olympics, for example?
I think it is.
Yeah? How?
Spectators at sporting events are quite often nervous too, because they're rooting for their favorite athletes to win. It's not all enjoyment. They also go through a lot of stress. Here, however, it's more of a fun event. It's a performance that gives people positive energy and good vibes. They come to enjoy beautiful skating, beautiful lighting, great costumes, sets, etc. In my opinion, the mood is completely different.
Yeah, they're more relaxed.
Yes, for a nice time. More relaxed.
Yeah. How do you even go about preparing for such a show? Obviously, you can skate, but there's a huge acting element to it as well. Was that difficult?
It's like performing in a play. So skating beautifully is not enough. You need to be able to convey a whole range of emotions. It could be joy or sadness. You may have tears in your eyes.
Yeah.
We really live our parts. These feelings pass through our hearts before we share them with our audience. It's not easy to achieve, but we get better at it with every performance. Watch our very first show and then, say, the 50th. They're totally different. The more you perform, the more you discover, the more you grow, even emotionally.
Amazing. Now, like when you're competing, you also have a partner in the show, and you have a very special relationship with this partner because he's your husband. But in general, how do you choose a partner? Do you notice that chemistry straight away, or does it come with time?
Skating with Nikita is much easier because we're a husband and wife team. Showing love, passion, even quarreling is everyday stuff for us. So it feels real.
And I notice it on the ice as well, because I'm here.
There's also a scene where we kiss, and I don't have to worry about whether it's appropriate or not, because I'm just kissing my own husband.
When you're competing, there's one person, two people on the ice. But in the show, there are tens of skaters on the ice. Is that challenging?
You have to watch very carefully. We figure skaters have 360-degree vision. We know what's happening behind us, beside us, and all around us because it's dangerous out there. While you're doing one element in a routine, another pair may be doing their own, and you have to catch them in your peripheral vision. We're used to this, and serious collisions are very rare. I actually love skating in group routines. They're lively. We joke, laugh, tease each other, and have tons of moments like that on ice.
I saw that during the rehearsal. Everyone was smiling.
Yes.
Now, you put on an amazing show. It's spectacular. The stages, the costumes, and the performances, of course. What plans do you have for the future?
Every year, I have the same New Year's wish. Besides health, I ask for strength, energy, and most importantly, the desire to work and create. As long as I have this drive within me, I will keep trying to please audiences, to search and surprise.
I'm sure you will.
To surprise myself, that's the key thing.
You often put on fairy tales or stories that have been interpreted many times in the cinema, theatre, ballet. What does ice give to these tales? What dimension does ice add?
I think figure skating is one of the most beautiful art forms, as well as sports. The dynamism, speed and breathtaking elements combined with grace and beauty and music can't be found in any other art, be it theatre, ballet or anything else. I feel very thankful to be involved in figure skating. I found my true calling here, and I'm thankful for the success that I've had.
The skaters all make it look so effortless that it's easy to forget the years of dedication and training they've put in from a very young age. Let's find out how future skating champions and ice show stars train to be the best. Tatiana, we're sat in this wonderful state-of-the-art arena that bears your name. Tell us, what's so special about it?
This is my second home, a home for figure skating and a home for theatre. I'm thrilled that Russian figure skaters, especially Olympians, finally can enjoy it. And the kids have it too. I hope we'll raise the next generation of Olympic champions here.
I'm sure you will. Now, artistry and the ability to express oneself is an integral part, obviously, of figure skating. But I would say that this is something that develops with age. But at the same time, to become a top figure skater, you have to start young. How do you teach children these things?
Kids used to start skating around 5. Now they put them on ice at 3, sometimes younger. Just as they learn to talk or walk, go to school, they train every day as well. And we're there to teach them, to hand down the profession.
Now, I know you plan to create a children's ice theatre, which, as the name would suggest, would allow children to skate and perform. Why is this so important to you, and how would kids benefit from having access to such a facility?
Not every athlete and not every child is meant to be an Olympic champion. By 10, 12, 13 or 14, you may already know you won't make the Olympics. By 14, you can generally tell. But you might still love the sport with everything you have. Then ice theatre gives you another chance. Plus, you can study acting. Our plan is to mix acting classes, figure skating and dance. The training must be well-rounded.
Now, you've mentioned that children are getting younger and younger and they're taking part in this sport. I was lucky enough to see some of them performing before, and the jumps, the pirouettes they were doing were simply astounding. But at what point do they lose the ability to perform some of these more complex moves, and what impact does it have on the performer?
This is a complicated question. It's not easy to answer. Was it a good idea to raise the age limit in women's skating, or should it have been left as it was? It used to be 16, even 14, if I'm not mistaken. Now it's 18, and look at the last World Championships. None of the women tried the difficult jumps that our Russian girls used to do. As to why it happens primarily in women's figure skating, why Russian girls are landing these incredibly difficult jumps at such a young age, as they approach 16 or 17, a girl's body changes, and along with those physical changes, a certain fear can set in. Without a doubt, the older you get, the scarier those big jumps feel. But in any case, I believe that the sport must improve. And there's nothing wrong with those girls doing those ultra-complex jumps at a young age.
When it comes to training, innate talent and commitment are one thing, but they're not much use unless you have a trusted and experienced coach. Maria, can you talk me through a typical skater's training routine, please?
You know, it depends on what kind of training we're talking about. There's training during competition and training between competitions. It also depends on an athlete's age and proficiency. Since athletes compete individually, training routines are tailored to individuals.
And what skills are important to develop off the ice? Are there any unusual tasks that you give your skaters? I know, for example, that some gymnasts have to read poetry.
You know, in general, figure skaters are very talented individuals who could be good in many other sport disciplines. Figure skating incorporates many elements of track and field sports, as well as gymnastics and classical ballet. Many figure skaters are gifted swimmers. Some favor acrobatics. So basically, figure skaters are versatile athletes. I know some who are good at speed skating and cross-country skiing. So the truth is that all our athletes and all the children we train have the capacity to be successful in a wide range of sports. Sports are, first and foremost, about building character.
And are there any unusual tasks that you give them?
We try to give our students all kinds of tasks. For example, we include acting classes in our program. We take them to theater performances, to art exhibitions, to cinema. They also participate in all kinds of ice shows. So we aim to provide a well-rounded education.
Awesome. Now, there must be a huge psychological aspect to the sport. How do you develop a student's mental resilience, if it's possible?
For better or worse, our young athletes spend most of their time here with us at the academy all day and every day. So we know their psychological traits very well. Coaches know exactly what each child needs and when, whether to push them a little or give them some slack. It's part of our job to get them ready to face any challenge.
Mm-hmm. So you take an individual approach to each student, because I would say that some trainers in Russia have a reputation for being quite strict, but that's not entirely true.
You know, in Russia, coaches love their students like their own children. They're like parents, and as parents, they can get emotional when they want their students to understand the things they're trying to teach them. That's because figure skating has a profound emotional component. You don't just skate, you tell a story on the ice. You can't do that without harnessing emotions. So every coach has their own method and style of teaching that works for them. And yes, it can be emotional, but I wouldn't call it strict or tough. Also, Russian figure skating tradition relies heavily on discipline. That's where it's quite strict. We stick to our schedules, our hours. Students have to get up early, do morning exercises, and so on. We teach them to use their time efficiently.
And tell me, what do you say to your students before a big performance?
It's actually my secret, but I will tell you.
Okay, I won't tell anyone.
You know, whatever you say to a student, the message you want to convey is that you'll always support them and that they can count on you no matter what. When the time comes to perform, athletes get nervous, and they need to know that they have the support of a big team of people who love them and believe in their success. That's what we all want to hear.
And what do you say after?
There's always a bigger challenge ahead. So we don't usually say something like, you're the greatest ever, the best of the best. We always tell them what they can do better next time. That's what good coaches do. They set new goals and guide their students step by step towards perfection, even though we know that's unattainable.
Of course. And so where's the balance between providing constructive feedback and not crushing their spirit? It must be difficult.
It requires an individual approach. No two students are identical. And as a coach, you must feel the person and their personality and work with that. Our job is to help each student grow and develop, not to crush their spirit.
Well, Maria, thank you very much for talking to us. I won't get in your way any longer. Many champions of sport, they don't want their children to follow in their footsteps into the world of sport, but that's not the case with you and your family. How has your vast experience in figure skating shaped your approach to your daughter's training, and what mistakes that you made in the past, if there are any, would you not like her to repeat?
To achieve anything in life, you have to work hard, push through, fall, get back up, and keep moving forward. That's what sports teach you. That's why I enrolled my youngest daughter in sports. You must realize that in real life, no judge will ever put you in first place unless you've earned it, even if your mom's an Olympic champion. I firmly believe that sports should be in every person's life. And if not sports, then music, chess, or some form of creative pursuit.
I guess some would say that child athletes are deprived of a childhood. What would you say about that?
It's true that children who engage in professional sports miss out on childhood. But is sitting at home watching movies or playing video games all summer any better? I believe kids should work hard. They can have 2 or 3 weeks off in the summer to relax, and the rest of the time should be dedicated to education, reading, or training. Like all figure skaters and athletes, I only had 3 or rather 2 weeks of vacation a year. My relatives used to pity me, saying my parents were too hard on me. But it was my choice, my life, my story, and I'm glad. I put in the effort.
And look what you've achieved.
Now I can sit back and relax and watch others work through this window.
Some say you had the mindset of a champion when you were young. When you were that age, did you know that you were destined for great things?
My only dream as a child and later as a teen was to win a gold medal, of course. That's what I've always had on my mind. I always wanted to be first in sports. It's just my nature.
To be first.
And yes, I was born that way.
So it's an innate talent to be first. At what age can you spot this talent to see if a child figure skater has this X factor? Is it when they're very young, 4, 5, 6, or is it when they're in their teens, 13, 14?
In my opinion, you can see it from an early age. Some girls just have that drive, and you can see it right away. You can tell they're burning to win.